Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, it is that time. All the Sixers sorrow can't stop us. From a little daily mock at 1 o'clock, we only got a few of these left. The NFL draft
said
Thursday
all the
night.
Sixers sorrow. Yeah, you're right. It is a sorrow.
I need to have something I could be excited about. And the Eagles have a big draft pick coming up on Thursday night, number 22, if they stay there. All right, let's go to the latest mock draft over Pro Football Focus. Number one, Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC, to the Bears. Number two, Drake May to the Commanders. Number three, and this one might be our first one in a long time where quarterbacks do not go 1-2-3. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Patriots. J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings.
Who's going to throw him the football?
Well, what was his name? Jacoby Brissett? I guess so. All right, so
Jacoby, all right.
McCarthy goes four. The Vikings trade up for J.J. McCarthy at four. Number five, Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame to the Chargers. Number six, Malik Nabers, speed receiver LSU to the Giants. And then as we move down here, this is a big one. Jaden Daniels slips to eight, where the Los Angeles Rams trade up to get the scrambling quarterback out of LSU. So Jaden Daniels, the heir apparent there to Matthew Stafford. All right, let's move our way down the board here, Hugh. And this is a rare one where we do not have an Eagles trade up. The Eagles stay at 22. And in this one, over Pro Football Focus, the Eagles select Byron Murphy II, defensive tackle from Texas. It says it's a value pick for the Eagles. He replaces the void left by Fletcher Cox. He had a big Pro Football Focus grade. Hugh, we had a mock last week with a different defensive tackle. If they do this, it would be the first time we've seen a team go the same position 3 years in a row, or at least one of the first times, since the Lions did it with those receivers back in the day. But it'd be three straight years in the first round. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Byron Murphy II. The comp is Ed Oliver, the Bills defensive
tackle.
Ed
Oliver out of Houston. He was a Cougar.
Yeah.
Played for the Buffalo Bills now.
Explosiveness, twitchy first step. It sounds like people think this guy could be a pass rusher at defensive tackle.
I would not, listen, you know how I feel. And I still hold true to luxury, not a necessity. But to have a comp to Ed Oliver, I was a big fan of him. I thought he was going to be, when I was in Atlanta, I thought he was going to be an Atlanta Falcon. But, yeah, I like Ed Oliver. You're talking about somebody to get after the quarterback in this 3-4 defense, which I think is going to be. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a guy like that.
So he's not very big, 6 foot 297. So, yeah, he's kind of a smaller guy. I mean, obviously, that doesn't mean you can't be a good player. Aaron Donald's going to the Hall of Fame as a smaller defensive tackle. But he's a guy that I've seen a lot higher than this. So we'll see if he's there or if he goes super early in this draft. Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas. It would be something though if they took a defensive tackle three straight years.
Yeah, I mean, but that stays true to the formula that the Philadelphia Eagles have. You know, drafting the trenches, and I think it's a sexier pick. I understand the pick if we picked an offensive lineman. I understand that, but defensive lineman, that's a little bit of a sexier pick.
Well, of course you would say that.
A little sexier pick.
Well, Howard, when he was with us about an hour and a half ago, said he believes the most likely thing is they're going to trade up for an offensive lineman on Thursday. Art, what about a different potential trade-up? Daniel Jeremiah, listen to what he had to say. Obviously, Jeremiah is as good as anybody in terms of scouting. He's got his top 150 out right now over at NFL.com. At one point, was in the Eagles front office, so he knows how these guys think. Listen to what he said. There's 0% chance of the Eagles doing on Thursday night.
I would say this. He's going to trade. He's not going to stay. I'll go 70% up, 30% back would be my guess there. So I would say more likely to trade up than to trade back, but 0% chance he sticks and picks.
So that's Jeremiah on John Clark's podcast. So he said 70% chance they trade up, 30% chance they trade back, 0% chance. That's strong. 0% chance he believes the Eagles actually pick at number 22. I think Daniel Jeremiah was listening to our show a few weeks ago, and we said, do you trust Howie with the 22nd pick? No. Neither does Howie, apparently. He wants to trade up. All right, what does Jeremiah think? Well, give us an idea of a trade here that Daniel Jeremiah thinks could happen. Here it was.
All right, I'm going to say that the Philadelphia Eagles, they're picking 22. I'm going to say it's a very small move up. Maybe it's to get ahead of the Jags. Jags are picking 17. I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles, as we sit and discuss today, they end up getting up to pick number 16, and they make that swap, and they get ahead of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they take Terrion Arnold, corner from Alabama.
A corner? I'm okay with a corner.
Boy, it's becoming very popular, that one, right? The more we get close. So about a week ago, I kept seeing a lot of Cooper DeJean at 22, right? If the Eagles stay at 22, that was, I'd say, like, I don't know, every other mock I clicked on. For a while, it was Nate Wiggins. Then it became Cooper DeJean. And now, Kyle, it feels like every time we have one of these, it's the Eagles trade up for Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, good. I mean, at least they're not going to trade up for an offensive lineman like that dope Howard Eskin suggested or other people want them to do. I find that to be, that would be a terrible, terrible move, to move up especially. Take an offensive lineman. I've been of the mindset that they're going to get a playmaker, a cornerback. 22 is a tough spot. You might as well go up and get the best one. So I'd be all for them moving up.
Well, and I saw something recently where Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks were doing a back and forth you on, and they did an exercise where they tried to do a whole first round of just defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
And what they realized was, like, after 7 or 8 of them, they didn't really think they were actually first rounders. So the point was, like, there's like 5 or 6 or 7 good defensive players in the first round, and then mm-hmm. it falls off fast.
Yeah, so you better get the one. If you want one, you better get the one you want.
So if you, I think the thought is, if the Eagles sit at 22,
there's probably not going to be one there. But you know, it's a good chance. But do you want to take that chance? Because we've said, like, at least four quarterbacks, maybe 5.
Yep.
In the first round,
uh-huh.
4 definitely.
4 definitely.
Maybe
4 could 5. Go in the top 5. Yeah.
Offensive lineman, there's probably 6 or something there.
So that's, let's say, about 10. And then there's probably 6 or 7 defensive players.
Yeah, that might be cutting it kind of close.
Yeah, you're right. I think the more we get closer to this, the Eagles are going to trade up. I mean, I mean, they're not staying at 22. I agree with you. I don't think Howie stayed in his spot once since he came back in
the
tower.
Yeah, he's been the tour. Like, it feels like the last couple of seasons he's traded up.
Yeah, he always moves around, whether it's up or down. So we shall see 2 days away from the NFL draft. Let's get back to the phones here. All your reaction to the Sixers. I believe it's more on them for losing that game. Hugh blames the refs for the way they refed that thing late in the game.
Bad officiating, man.
Well, Nurse was calling for the timeout. He didn't get it. And obviously, you know, if you look at some of the videos and even the still photos, the tug on Maxey's jersey, and then you could also throw in the physicality with Maxey when he fell down, but just the tug on his jersey certainly could have been a foul call there. Was not. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. You?
What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
You know, I blame the refs, not just the end of the game. Is if you're going to let them play physical, let both teams play physical. And they were getting ticky-tack fouls on the Sixers. And you even heard our announcers, if you had Kay Scott and Abby on there, that they were commenting. You know, the one play down there, Lowry was going for the offensive rebound, and Vincent is holding him. You know, and I'm a Villanova guy. I'm the biggest Villanova fan in the Valley. And against the Sixers, I'm all against those guys. They're crying. You know, Brunson's trying to get a ticky-tack foul, like, you know, cutting in front of the defensive guy and Hart and all, you know. And then DiVincenzo throws that left-handed prayer up over Embiid. Yeah, how many times he's making that shot?
I know. I mean? They had a few of those kind of shots last night. It's like, how'd they make that?
Yeah, you know, coming down to that inbounds play where Maxey lost the ball, I didn't look at the box score. How were the with the minutes? I heard on the station somebody said Batum got 31 minutes. Well, on that inbounds play, both Batum and Harris are in the game. They were so close to one another, they could have shook hands.
Yeah, no, okay? You're right about that. But so right? Batum got 26, and I agree with you on the spacing was terrible on the inbounds. It was only Maxey, and he had three guys around him.
Yeah, and Jimmy Lina made a good point, and this there. He said he didn't agree with Hertz challenging the second foul call on Lowry. So, you know, they overturned the first one. That was on DiVincenzo when he falls back and all, right? And that was, you know, more time on the clock. So he got that fifth foul taken away from him, and Sixers got the ball. But then there was it was on the floor that went under a minute where Lowry gets called for the fifth foul. And he challenges that and loses. So there's the timeout that's lost. All right. So when this way, if you got that other timeout in your pocket, when Brunson hits that bouncing, and again, a lot of luck, hits that three.
You call it right there. You call it right there.
You call a timeout there. Okay. Then you still got one in your pocket if there's a problem with the inbounds. You still got one. And Kelly Oubre should be in that game. They stopped Brunson down. You know, he didn't shoot well again. But they had Batum and Tynes and Harris on them. I didn't even like that because he was going by them, and they were letting him funnel them into the middle. And how many times did we block him from behind, whether it be Maxey, Oubre, or Batum, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and how about maybe – I can't see where they're going to take 4 out of 5 off of them.
I don't either. Yeah, Joe, it's very hard for me to see it, too.
How about maybe trying to get a run campaign? You know, I don't know how in reference to the matchups, but how about maybe campaign with an unorthodox shot? Maybe you give him some minutes.
Well, I'm willing to try, Joe, because right now they're getting nothing
out of
these
reserves.
Yeah, it's
all hands on deck right
now. Yeah, Joe, it's a good phone call. I mean, again, Buddy Hield has been a zero. I mean, a total zero in the postseason. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
No,
he shoot?
What was it? I think it was in the third or fourth quarter where he was down and he had a turnover, had a big time turnover. And I was like, yeah, he probably needs to see.
Is there a chance that we got an imposter Buddy Hield, that the real Buddy Hield is not here? Again,
maybe the moment was too big for him.
In his career, he shot 7.5 threes a game. He shot one last night in 11 minutes and he missed it, which didn't help. But like, why won't he shoot? Is there something about putting the Sixers uniform on where some guys decide, I don't shoot anymore?
I think the fear of God transferred to inside of him.
And he's afraid. Maybe he is. Maybe he's just afraid of everything here. Let's go to Michelle in Northeast Philly. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Michelle. We're trying to get by here. What's up? What are you thinking?
Okay. The only thing with the refs, agree on the whole timeout thing. But can we all get over, this is why people love college basketball and not the NBA. Your last caller just said Knicks are getting the calls, Sixers are getting. If I was a ref out there and I'm seeing the bitching, shouldn't have said that.
It's all right. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
You got
the complaining and the flopping and the attitude on every single play. How about you just play basketball? You're getting paid millions of dollars.
And that's, Michelle, I'll say this
look
about
at the
this.
Villanova kids, that's why the Villanova kids play the way they play, because they were taught properly.
Yeah, and Michelle, with the Sixers in particular, I just want to add to your point. With the Sixers in particular, Joel Embiid is the biggest one of it, and that's the way he plays, right? He makes a lot of his points at the line. But I feel like sometimes the team takes on his personality. Like, everything's got to be a foul, and if we don't get it, we stand there.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fight through it.
Right, and, you know, I know Lowry, we got it's like the Eagles. Can we stop bringing these older players in? Maxey wants to run the court. You know, Joel came back, and that was all of our fear, is, oh, they got a thing going. They're a fast-break team. Now here it is. The announcer said it last night. Maxey's running. Oh, he's waiting for Joel to come. One of the last plays in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe minute and a half left, Joel never even got over half court.
I know. And I saw a stat, and Michelle took...
And they scored on him.
Yep.
Was it DiVincenzo? It was a one-on-one. You didn't at least stop the play.
I know. Well, he can't move late in the game. I mean, he late in the fourth quarter last two games, Michelle, and we appreciate the phone call, he can't move. I saw a stat before the game yesterday, and I didn't see what he did last night. But they had a stat on Joel's sprint speed in game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One, like how fast he was running. Mm-hmm. It was the slowest of the season. So I don't imagine last night was much different. There was the one, remember the one play where he was trying to chase down a block on the
yeah, and he just kind of gave up.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't run.
No.
Couldn't run.
He couldn't run. By the way, with the whole thing about complaining about officiating and the coaches challenging, I got to tell you, my new least favorite thing is because the coach can challenge. You ever notice this now? Every time someone gets called for a foul or every time they think the ball was off the wrong guy, Lowry last night is sprinting to Nick Nurse telling him to challenge the play. We can't do this every time.
Yeah, but we benefited from that a little bit last night.
No, I know, but like the coach has eyes. He's right there.
Yeah, but like sometimes the players can see stuff that coaches can't see. I hear what you're saying because it slows the game down.
Yeah.
But we did benefit from a call like that.
I know. Sometimes they're also wrong because I've noticed a couple times where the player says to the coach challenge and they don't because someone must be in the coach's ear and saying like,
come on, don't challenge that.
It's not worth it.
Nothing's worse than when they do it in the first quarter. Like, dude, what do you think? Like, really think he's going to challenge that?
In out of bounds, three minutes
sorry.
In. Like, we're not doing this now.
Not that important.
No, it's not. Let's go to Carter, who's up next. What's up, Carter?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up, Carter?
All right, man. This Sixers team, I tell you, our role players, non-existent. Outside of Maxi and Embiid, we have nothing. I don't care that Embiid's hurt. He put up 34 points on one leg. Someone else said that earlier. But, I mean, we got to get some help. The Knicks, their starting five, they all had at least 10 points. And we got two guys with more than 10 points mm-hmm. in our starting lineup. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's just hard to win that way. Like, you're asking so much out of Maxi and Embiid. And when one's on the bench, you know, getting a little bit of a breather, it's like, how are you going to score when only one guy on the court can score the basketball? Like, Oubre and Tobias or Hield, like, one of those three has got to drop 15 at least.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know which one's going to do it.
I don't either.
Out of the three of them, they both want to. All three of them want to run to the bench and hide at this point, it seems. So, you know, I don't see a world where we take four out of the next five. But
I mean, stranger things have happened. But it's hard for me to believe too. I got Hugh over here.
Yeah. I see it.
You're calling four in a row.
Yeah, I see it. I think that they're upset. I think they're going to come out and they're going to play hard, man. They played hard last night. No question about it. It was unfortunate that the game ended the way that it did. I think there was a lot of learning in that last few minutes of the game, though, too. Because Tyrese Maxey, you can't be sitting around waiting for the refs to do you right, bro. You got to go ahead and play through that. You got to secure the basketball.
Yeah, you do. You can't just let it roll away. Carter, who do you want the Eagles to pick on Thursday?
Yeah, so I go to Clemson, and if we stay at 22, Nate Wiggins is our guy. I watched him for the last 2 years. He is a lockdown corner. He is exactly what
he
we
don't
need
like
on the
to tackle
defense.
Nobody.
Can
though.
He tackle? Does he like to tackle?
Don't need to tackle if they're not catching the ball off of him.
You know
man.
What? Carter brings up a fair point.
We might as well keep Darius Slay.
Yeah, but Deion, Deion didn't tackle.
Deion didn't tackle. Yeah, if he a lockdown. So now he's Deion Sanders.
No, I didn't. I'm just giving you an example.
No, it's Carter. Carter. So I'm asking you, since you watched him for 2 years, is he Deion Sanders? You put him on that
no,
level?
I mean, he's not Deion Sanders, but I mean. Look up his game film against South Carolina.
No, I saw
he laid down a hit.
Cardi, he don't like tackle dog. I hear you, though. I hear you. I mean, if he's a lockdown corner, yeah. I need – like, Carter, I watched this last year. I need tacklers, dude. I need some dudes that can tackle.
I'm more with you, Carter. I need people that can cover. I need
tacklers.
Yeah, I need cover ability. Carter, good phone call. The Wiggins one is interesting. If they stay there, now it seems like people don't think they're actually staying at 22 because it seems like Wiggins can cover, but as we've heard, maybe that's not his strong suit is tackling.
I need some tackle. I watched some guys that are tackle averse all last year.
I watched a whole secondary that was cover averse. That was part of the problem.
Yeah, we need both. We need both. But I would have a guy that is in run support. I want a guy that's going to be in run support more so than coverage.
I'm just saying, next year they face Jordan Love. They face Kirk Cousins. They face Dak twice. Trevor Lawrence.
Kirk, you scared of Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins torches the Eagles.
Kirk Cousins, regular season MVP.
Yeah. We're playing him in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
We got to win regular season games.
Kirk Cousins.
Lamar, Joe Burrow, Stafford.
I definitely want them to be able to attack him when we play Lamar.
Just saying, we got to face some good quarterbacks next season. I got to cover. I want a corner that could do both, ideally. Right now we're dealing with one corner that can't do anything in James Bradbury.
And then one corner that just doesn't want
to
tackle.
Well, again, he's trying to take care of his long term.
Which is, if that's the decision you make, I'm all for it. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, but if you're playing football, I need you to tackle, though.
It's kind of one of the things in football that tackling is a part of the game.
It's a big part of the game.
Big old part.
Let's talk to Steve, who's up next. What's up, Steve?
Hi. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, Steve?
Steve, what are you thinking today?
Well, first of all, I just want to ask you one question about the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
If Kyle Lowry inbounds the ball, takes the ball out, steps back and calls timeout, are we talking about any of this?
Nope.
No. Nope, none of it.
That's all he had to do, and he's an 18-year veteran.
Steve, I like Lowry a lot, and he's given them good minutes, but when you add in the missed free throw and then the decision that he made to inbound it there, it was a bad couple minutes for him there.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, Steve, you got it. It was.
So it's Kyle Lowry's fault.
Part of it, yeah.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just making sure I understood what the caller was saying. No disrespect. I respect my elders. Just making sure.
I mean, I think it's like 10 different reasons they lost the game, but, nine of them are on the Sixers. One of them's on the referee. That's why I'm more frustrated.
There you go.
What do you mean?
I never said that there was parts of this game where, you could make an argument that, the Sixers screwed up. But that last 30 seconds, that's all on the refs, man. They could have called that.
They could have.
Tyrese could have not flopped. He could have not been waiting around for the ref to make the call.
Someone could have grabbed the rebound.
Yeah, somebody could have did that too. But the refs, it's on the refs, man. That was egregious. It's egregious.
Well, whatever makes you sleep better at night. All I know is that the Sixers gave that thing away. I mean, I think we all felt it. Up 5.
Gut punch.
Yeah. Again, in the last 25 years, there have been – 4 teams to lose a game in the postseason when they're up 5 or more with 30 seconds or less to go. Only 4 teams have lost a game like that. One is the Sixers last night. The other 3 teams to lose a game like that, they all lost in overtime. Like, if you felt last night like I did with, as they take the ball up the Knicks after the Lowry free throws that it's over, you should have felt that way. It's almost impossible to lose that game in regulation, and somehow they did this. They lost it. Let's go to Al in Mercer County. What's up, Al?
Oh, hold on. Oh,
we'll put you on hold, Al. Yeah, we got you.
What you doing? Al, what you doing?
Well, I seem a little busy. What do you think I was doing?
No, it's not. Did you hear all of that?
There was someone else there.
Yes.
Someone else.
It sounded like somebody was caught off guard.
Well, Al's back.
So he was paying for gas or something.
Oh, okay. What's up, Al? You filling your tank up, Al?
Listen, I want to make one point, and then you guys can go. I know you're up against the break. There's one play that defined the entire Sixers, where we are today, where we were, and where we're going. And that was the first DiVincenzo missed 3 when Hardenstein and Embiid were standing right next to each other. Hardenstein goes a foot above the rim and grabs the rebound and kicks it back out for the game winner. And Embiid can only just stand there and do nothing because he can't do anything. It's April playoffs. He's exactly where he was. He's exactly where he is now. And he's exactly where he's going to be. Unable to be 100% in April. That play defined the entire Sixers problem.
And it defines the last 6 years, Al. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's the reality of it. Last night, like, the similarities between that game last night and the Kawhi Leonard shot game are eerily similar. Joel struggling up and down the court in the fourth quarter, a shot that bounced on the rim a couple times and goes in, a heartbreaking finish. I feel like I've watched the same game 10 times.
I don't think I was pumping gas.
No?
No.
That's what he told Kyle.
I don't believe that. This was just he heard me got the phone like real quick.
Yeah, but maybe he had something to do.
Yeah, he definitely had something to do. He wasn't pumping the gas.
Well, I'm just saying, whatever Al's doing, we appreciate his point.
You think I was lying?
Yeah,
I think he was lying.
He was calling Al a liar.
Like I'm not saying Al is a liar.
You are.
What do you think he was doing?
He was doing something.
I'm
he wasn't pumping
at
the gas. But it like just think about that call for a minute, Kyle. Somebody was caught off guard.
Al, like, and someone else.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe because he was paying for gas. Like,
and then he came back and he had his bullet points, and then he had to get back to whatever it was he had going on.
I appreciate every single one of our callers. But what are you doing if you got something else going on and calling the show?
He's calling. So wait, hold up, huh? Give me 2 minutes. I gotta make this point.
I gotta get this off my chest.
And then I'll be right back.
And Bede's gotta grab the rebound. All right.
That's what we're here for.
Al, you nasty. That's all I got to say. I'm nasty.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're jumping to conclusions.
I don't think I'm jumping to conclusions.
How about that D, baby?
I don't think I'm jumping to conclusions.
A little bit.
Okay, let's take this to court, shall we? That was like, is that if you're pumping gas, is anybody that caught off guard pumping gas when they hear somebody, you know, when they know they called a radio station?
Well, I think it's a little different when you're filling your tank compared to putting $20.
And then he get back on the phone. And he makes his clear and concise points.
And then he's got to go.
Well,
he's doing us a favor. Yeah.
Like, Al, you weren't pumping gas, though. That's all I got to say. I mean, you're a grown man. You weren't pumping gas, though. That's all I got to say.
All right. The jury now will have to deliberate.
Weren't pumping gas.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls here.
Get out of here.
And we'll try to turn the page to Thursday. The series goes on. And is there any history actually on the Sixers side here? Down 0-2 in the series. We'll discuss it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can pick three-pointers made in the game, over-under point totals, first basket score, and more. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.